Now, many people remember back in late March when commercial turkey flocks in the upper Midwestern production region were overtaken by the rapid outbreaks of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, and in just a few short weeks, over 7.5 million commercial turkeys succumbed to the disease. Now, while the total loss represented just over 3% of the total number of birds raised in the U.S. in 2014, the short time period during which losses occurred did leave the industry scrambling to cover their business needs. But, of course, Thanksgiving is about whole turkeys, and each year supermarkets work with processors to actually contract for the following Thanksgiving's anticipated demand. Over two-thirds of the turkeys purchased by consumers for the holiday are frozen. That allows processors to schedule production during the first half of the year and place the birds in cold storage. Then as the summer processed meat demand peaks, processors then switch their focus to producing the other one-third of whole turkeys that are sold fresh during the holiday season. Now, the HPAI bird losses occurred at a time when a large percentage of frozen whole bird production was already complete. By early July, with most of their holiday orders safely in the freezer, and as HPAI outbreaks subsided and quarantines were lifted, processors then moved quickly to restock the affected farms. With time against them, processors opted to place hen poults into production as hens require fewer weeks to reach market weight, and the industry was eager to have as many fresh whole birds available for the holiday as possible. This does mean that fewer large tom or fresh birds were available for Thanksgiving than in years past. So while there were fewer heavyweight birds for sale this year, and prices for fresh birds were slightly higher in many markets, the overall supply of turkeys were good again for this year's Thanksgiving.